It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, March 20th. I'm Patricia Naft. Colorado lawmakers are considering a new law that clarifies traction requirement for passenger vehicles on I-70 during the winter. KDNK's January Jones has more.
The Colorado Department of Transportation says delays from accidents caused by non-commercial vehicles has gone up over the last few years. Colorado lawmakers are seeking to address this problem through the I-70 traction law. The law clarifies requirements for traction for passenger vehicles. Sponsored by Diane Mitch Bush of Steamboat Springs and Bob Rankin from Carbondale, House Bill 1127 has already made it through its first hurdle and passed out of the Colorado House of Representatives. Mitch Bush explained why the bill is needed when she introduced it in February.
I-70 is often completely closed, both eastbound and westbound at the Eisenhower-Johnson Memorial Tunnels. And east and westbound at Vail Pass, this has very negative consequences on our state economy, as well as, of course, our western slope economy.
The new bill seeks to mimic the decrease in semi-truck accidents that the commercial vehicle chain law has had since going into effect in 2009. Representative Bob Rankin of Carbondale says the passenger vehicle traction bill is more about getting CDOT to educate the public to prepare. It tasks the Department of Transportation to erect signs at appropriate places, notifying the public of traction requirements for passenger vehicles.
It does not include checkpoints. You're not going to get stopped and investigated. And really, it's only to be enforced if you cause an accident or a major tie-up.
The most recent statistics from CDOT as of March 8th estimates that there has been 112 hours of unplanned closures this winter just in the stretch of I-70 from Denver's C-470 to Vail. That same section of road had 364 weather-related accidents last winter. For KDNK, I'm January Jones.
Colorado has announced the location for a first-of-its-kind aerial firefighting research facility. KBNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
The Rifle-Garfield County Airport will be home to the Center of Excellence for Advanced Technology Aerial Firefighting.
So virtually everything we do in wildland firefighting will be subject to being looked at by the Center of Excellence.
That's Paul Cook, the director of the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control. He says the center will test and evaluate existing and new technologies used in aerial firefighting. Seven communities across the state, including Montrose County and Colorado Springs, expressed interest in housing the facility.
One of the reasons that the Rifle-Garfield County application rose to the top was just the level of regional support for it.
Cook says the chosen site is near high-risk wildfire areas, uncontrolled airspace, and other firefighting and aerial resources. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
The state legislature is close to finalizing a deal to continue funding for a program that allows people in the state illegally to get a driver's license. The House passed the compromise yesterday, and the Senate is expected to take it up today. Benta Berkland has more.
Democrats passed the bill in 2013. It enables undocumented immigrants who've lived in Colorado for the last 2 years and have paid taxes to get a license. They first have to pay an extra fee. But the program was in jeopardy after Republicans in the Senate blocked state officials from spending those fees, essentially shutting down the program. This week, the Budget Committee reached a compromise. Committee member Democratic Representative Millie Hamner of Dillon urged the House to adopt it.
This driver's license program will continue in 3 sites throughout the state and then continue next year.
Originally, undocumented immigrants could get a license in 5 locations across the state. Lawmakers in both parties call the compromise a good outcome. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The town of Ridgeway is going to have an uneventful election next month. Due to lack of interest, there won't be any election for the town council. This is Ridgeway town clerk Pam Kraft.
Well, our annual election, which is the first Tuesday in April, we had 4 seats open, and we received 3 nomination petitions, all from incumbents. So we have a vacant seat, and because there was nothing else on the election, I've canceled the election and declared those 3 candidates elected. This is the 7th election that we've canceled since 2000 based on not enough candidates. 2 elections since 2000 that have run contested. Actually, for us to have a race is pretty unusual.
She says the town council has the option of appointing someone to the vacant position or just letting it stand. The investigation continues into the death of Kelly Mae Myers. The 18-year-old Grand Junction resident went missing late last year and was found dead in the Cactus Park area of Grand Junction. The case has been handed off to the West Valley City Police Department, located in Utah. Tisha Shuler recently announced that she's leaving her position as head of the Colorado Oil and Gas Association, the state's largest trade organization for the energy industry. She sat down with Benta Berklin to discuss the challenges facing the industry and why, after more than 5 years, she feels it's time to move on.
Hi, Tisha. Thanks for talking to us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Do you think the question of whether cities and towns should have the local ability to ban fracking or at least have oversight over energy development, do you think it's ultimately going to go before voters at some point in a statewide ballot question?
I don't think so. I think that this is the conversation that we're having right now, this 6 months. But 5 years ago, we were talking about hydraulic fracturing disclosure. After that, we were talking about groundwater monitoring. After that, we were talking about air emissions and so on and so forth. And so I think this is the topic of interest at this moment, but the task force really spent a long time trying to figure out if there was a straightforward solution, and there isn't.
The task force recommendations, things like more health studies, more monitoring, more staff to oversee things, I mean, several years ago, that would have had a lot of industry backlash. So it seems like the goalpost has shifted.
Absolutely. And there's very little field acknowledged for how much advancement we've already made in Colorado. 5 years, five national precedent-setting rules, and yet each year we start anew. New challenge, new dialogue, new solution.
That was Colorado Oil and Gas Association Executive Director Tisha Shuler. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Capitol coverage is supported by KBUT and the town of Mount Crested Butte's Soul Train Night, annual dance party and celebration of funk and soul, Friday, March 27th in Crested Butte. Costumes encouraged. Tickets and more at kbut.org.
And finally, there's going to be a town hall meeting in Delta County this weekend. Colorado Senator Carrie Donovan and Representative Millie Hamner will be in Paonia this Saturday. Also there will be Mike King from the Department of Natural Resources and Elise Ackerman Castleberry, the Regional Director for the Department of Local Affairs. This is Ackerman Castleberry.
I'm actually going to give an overview of several projects that are going on currently in the area, in Crawford, Hotchkiss, and Paonia, as well as within Delta County. And then we'll probably just give a little bit of historical context as well. We've invested over the years a lot of money into Delta County and into the North Fork area. So I'll have some historical data as well, just to show some of the things that we've been involved with in helping those communities out over the years.
The event will be at Weishart Springs Inn Saturday from 2 until 3 p.m. Stay tuned for Alan and the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.